Municipal utilities in 40 communities stretching from Algoma to River Falls are members of Wisconsin Public Power Incorporated. WPI, as it's sometimes called, serves about 160,000 customers, making it the fifth largest utility in the state. Wisconsin Public Power CEO Roy Thilly says the company tries to hold down consumer rates, but he says to continue to be able to do that, the state needs to allow more transmission lines.
What we need in the state is a stronger transmission system. If we want stable prices for the long term, we need a robust transmission system that gives us access to the regional market and also prevents any one market participant from exercising market power.
Wisconsin Public Power members produce some of their own electricity, but also buy power from bigger utilities. WPI has invested money into the American Transmission Company, the firm that's behind the controversial Duluth to Wausau power line. The Citizens Utility Board works with WPI on the Customers First Coalition and says WPI has done a pretty good job of holding down electricity rates. But Cub Executive Director Charlie Higley says he's skeptical of utility calls for more power lines between Wisconsin and other states.
That's the thing. We're trying to work with utilities and the Public Service Commission to see if that's really true, if we really would benefit by having additional lines going from Wisconsin to our neighboring states.
Higley says WPI is on the right track when it pushes for more energy efficiency and conservation. This morning in Madison, Governor Jim Doyle will speak at a 25th anniversary event for Wisconsin Public Power. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.